Hey, this is Dominique Henderson, your CFP on YouTube, guiding you to a career in financial services. This episode originally aired on my YouTube channel, which you can find at www.youtube.com/theYouTubeCFP. Make sure you join me each week as I share with you information on how to become a financial professional and the things you should be considering as you navigate down this career path. Without further ado, here's this week's episode. When I graduated with my degree in finance back in 1998, there were certain set of classes that I had to have in order to meet the requirements to earn that degree, just like there is now. But were all of those relevant to becoming a financial professional? Let's talk about that today. Get the pen and paper out. What's up, everybody? Dominique Henderson here, founder of DJH Capital Management and your YouTube CFP. Want to give you some insight into what I feel about the current requirements of financial professionals or people that are going to have like a degree in some type of business, particularly around finance, economics, and accounting. How do I feel those degree paths are related to actually becoming a financial professional? I'm going to give you my opinion on that, but I got to give you a little backstory. Let's go back a little bit. I graduated from Prairie View A&M University in Prairie View, Texas, back in May of 98. PV, you know. After I graduated, I immediately started working at a hedge fund in the financial services industry, more so doing some operational back office type of things, paperwork, admin, reconciliation, the whole nine. From there, after 8 years, I moved into real estate, which was not necessarily off the beaten path, but it was bad timing. Long story short, what ended up happening is I got back into the field of finance with direct one-on-one client-facing type of stuff. Now, my timing was not perfect because what happened is the financial crisis. And the financial crisis not only affected financial professionals, but obviously affected the public at large. Now, during that time, I had a lot of time to think. And what I ended up doing is going back to school, getting my master's degree, actually going down the path of trying to become a chartered financial analyst, the CFA, took level one, failed it miserably, then ended up finding out that I really, really, really love working with people one-on-one. And that is the reason why I chose to become a CFP. Whew. Now, that was a long path. What was relevant to that almost 17-year journey versus what I learned from 1994 to 1998 when I was actually studying to get my finance degree at Prairie View? Let's go through that. So let's talk about overlapping skills. I think college is there, number one, to teach you how to think and learn. I talked to a couple professors, even to this day, and we always have conversations around the fact that we had, you know, those mentalities around some classes where you were just getting in there trying to pass the class, and that was all you were trying to do. My number one thing, recommendation would be for you, is if you're in the field of finance, wanting to become a financial professional, and you're taking those boring economics or accounting or even finance classes, you got to pay attention. Get in front of the class. Sit in the front, ask a lot of questions. You should be peppering the professor with questions. And if they don't have questions from practicum and it's more from academia, make sure you mentor up with somebody like myself or another financial professional to ask a lot of questions. Because your primary thing that you need to be doing is putting into your soil a lot of information. You need to be asking questions. You need to be soaking it up like a sponge. So college is really there to help you find different modes and I would say frameworks for thinking about things because just to be honest, international finance or business management or marketing, any of those courses that are so great that you have to pay for, you're not going to necessarily use all the time. Another point I want to make is just remember that college is not your only method to getting the information you need. Just having the books there is one thing, but back in the day, in the 90s, the internet was not such a big thing as it is now. Couldn't hop on YouTube and see somebody like myself. You know, you basically had to get it from the book. So if you need supplemental information, by all means, go get it. Ask a lot of questions. Hey, Dominique here, and I hope you are really enjoying this week's episode. Look, if you're a current or aspiring financial professional and you'd like to join a community of like-minded individuals that I'm sharing my 20 plus years of experience with, make sure you visit my website at www.djh-capital.com for more information. Now back to this week's episode. My second point is you got to know your basics, right? College is there, and those frameworks and those career degree paths are there for a reason. If you are wanting to be a financial professional and you are serious about it, you cannot come into this field not knowing your basics, not knowing your general ledger, not knowing, you know, your macro from your microeconomics, not knowing, you know, a balance sheet from an income statement. Those are all the things that they're going to teach you in those principles courses. So you need to know those things. Now, what I would say is a person coming out from outside the industry, like a career changer or somebody that wants to come from a different discipline, you have such a leg up by being a finance or economics or, you know, one of those majors because you already have that knowledge. You already speak that language. So definitely get fluent in it because you're going to be looked at differently by employers if you do not have that already. They're going to want to know that, you know, they're going to invest this money into you, maybe in an internship or in an apprenticeship or in the first year of the job. And they don't want to teach you these things. They want you to know those already. So you got to know your principles. Now, I'm going to go off of off the beaten path and throw you a curveball here because you're not going to really expect what I'm about to say about these overlapping skill sets between college and career. But social sciences are huge. Now, I didn't appreciate this when I was in college. I think I took maybe one psychology course and then one like philosophy course. But if you have the option to take more social sciences, philosophy, psychology, sociology, things of this nature, I would highly recommend that. And well, here's why. This industry is becoming so much more about having high EQ, being able to relate to people, being able to understand, being able to actively listen to what they're saying and provide solutions that answer those problems more than being able to, you know, crunch their numbers on their balance sheet or their personal financial statements or their budgets. You know, you got all kinds of software out there nowadays that will do that, whereas that was not the case 20 years ago. So my advice to you would be to get heavy on the social sciences. If they're electives that you can swap out for things that you would normally take, maybe like a government course or something like that, get the social science instead, because those are transferable skills, specifically if you're going to have a professor that's going to teach you how some of that role play goes with conversations with people and things of that nature. That is becoming a highly coveted skill set within this industry. So quick question. If you are currently a college student, put down in the comments which classes are giving you the blues right now. I probably can give you a little shot in the arm and some encouragement about what you're taking and give you a perspective from an industry insider about what it's like and how you can use that class. Want to learn more? Well, you can learn more. I'm going to link up my playlist for how to become a financial professional and day in the life of a financial professional. All those playlists, continue to watch those if you are serious about getting into this industry. And that's all for now. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. Well, that wraps up this week's episode, and I hope you were able to glean at least one takeaway that will help you on your path. You know what? I'd really love to hear what it was that I said that may have helped you. Feel free to drop me an email at info@djh-capital.com. That's info@djh-capital.com. One last thing, my friend, it would really help the podcast if you would leave a review on the platform that you're enjoying it on. I'd really appreciate it, and it will help more financial professionals like yourself find out about what we're doing here. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.